Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're moving beyond just the numbers. We're really getting into the psychology of spending. Specifically, we're focusing on that point where, big financial decisions meet these high-pressure sales situations.
That collision point.
Exactly. Our source material today is some focused research excerpts from a study called Longer Loan Terms and Consumer Dealership Behavior.
That sounds pretty specific.
It is. And our mission, well, it's pretty clear. We want to pull out the really surprising, maybe actionable bits of knowledge from this.
Okay.
We need to understand exactly how the structure of a loan specifically, how long it lasts, is used almost like a tool.
A tool to influence decisions.
Yeah, a tool to change your decisions right there in the moment. We want to get past the surface stuff and see what's going on underneath, cognitively speaking.
And this isn't just theory, right? The study seems geared towards finding a direct link, a cause and effect.
That's the idea.
It connects, well, three key things.
Okay.
The loan term itself, that's the input, you could say. Then the dealership, that environment.
The pressure cooker.
Yeah, the pressurized environment. And then the result, how consumers act differently, their behavior. That's the output they're measuring.
So tracing the path.
Exactly. Tracing how a lender's decision, like stretching out the repayment time, can actually turn into immediate profit for the seller.
And for you, the listener, knowing this stuff, it kind of shifts your whole viewpoint, doesn't it?
It should.
Instead of just taking the financing terms offered, you start seeing the strategy behind them. Understanding these mechanics really changes how you look at any big purchase.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Where should we start? Maybe with that core lever.
Makes sense. Let's start with the finance part itself, the longer loan term.
Right.
Now, intuitively, I think most people get that if you stretch a loan, say, from 4 years to 7 years,
Yeah.
you pay a lot more interest overall.
Sure, that's basic math.
Right? That's the big picture, the macro view.
Yeah.
But what this study is digging into is more the psychological side of that amortization schedule, how it
How
feels.
it feels.
Yeah. The longer the term, the lower the monthly payment calculation starts out. It feels flatter, more manageable.
Okay.
And this doesn't just lower the payment, it really changes how the consumer perceives the cost.
Yeah.
It feels cheaper month to month.
Even though the total cost is way higher.
Exactly. By showing you that really low monthly number, the industry is essentially using time to, well, hide the bigger future debt.
So the mechanism here is.
The core mechanism they're tapping into is something called present bias. It's our tendency psychologically to prefer a reward right now.
Like a lower monthly payment.
Precisely. We prefer that immediate comfort over avoiding a much bigger cost later on. All that extra interest.
I get the math, I do, but I'm still kind of amazed that just adding, say, 2 or 3 extra years could make someone ignore the total cost.
Yeah.
Especially when, that total cost figure is usually right there on the paperwork somewhere. Why do we fall for it?
Well, because the consumer, especially in that dealership setting we mentioned, they're often mentally primed to focus on one number.
The monthly payment.
The monthly payment. It's the most immediate, the most tangible figure related to their budget right now. They have a monthly budget in mind, and the longer term makes the item seem to fit.
Oh, okay.
And this is where another behavioral concept, anchoring, really comes into play.
Anchoring, how does that work here?
The salesperson often strategically presents that low monthly payment figure early on. That number becomes the anchor.
The reference point.
Exactly. Once that low, seemingly affordable payment, like say $350 a month, is set in your mind, your whole perception of value and cost gets tied to that number.
Not the, $30,000 or $40,000 total price.
Right. You start judging everything else against that $350 anchor, not the overall price tag.
That makes a lot of sense. Once that anchors down all the other decisions and negotiations, they're all measured against that low payment. Okay, so we understand how the calculation sort of shifts in the consumer's head. Where does the industry really take advantage of that? Which brings us, I guess, to the
The
setting.
second variable.
Yeah, at dealerships, why is that specific place so important for this? Why not just, I don't know, steady online financing applications?
The physical dealership is key for a couple of reasons. First, it often creates information asymmetry.
Meaning the dealer knows more than the buyer.
Way more. And second, it allows them to manufacture agency. It's a closed environment, right? Often high stakes. The consumer usually feels time pressure. Maybe they need the car now.
Right. Their old one broke down or something.
Could be. And they're face to face with professionals who are trained to control the conversation, control the information flow.
Okay.
So the study focuses here because this environment basically maximizes the impact of that longer loan-term strategy.
How so?
Because the salesperson can immediately use that low anchored monthly payment to steer the whole conversation.
Yeah.
They shift focus away from the total price and keep hammering on the affordability of the monthly payment.
Got it.
It's this sort of pressure cooker situation where those behavioral effects like present bias and anchoring become really pronounced, really easy to see and measure.
So the dealership isn't just a backdrop. It's actually like an active ingredient needed to make the loan term strategy work effectively.
You could say that. It's the lab almost.
Yeah.
Where the consumer is most susceptible to making decisions based on that short-term payment comfort.
Okay. Vulnerable.
Precisely. Which leads us right into the heart of it. What exactly does consumer behavior mean here? What actions are changing in this vulnerable state?
Right, because it's not just about whether they buy the car or not.
No, it's much more nuanced. It's about how they negotiate, or maybe fail to negotiate. It's about what they end up agreeing to add on.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Because the study is trying to measure specific actions, right?
Yes.
So are we talking about, like, people just not haggling as hard on the car's price? Or is it more than that?
It's definitely that, but also more. There are several measurable behaviors they looked at. The first one is exactly what you said, negotiation rigidity. Or maybe negotiation laziness.
Oh, okay. How did they measure that?
Well, the research found that when consumers were anchored to a long-term, low monthly payment, their effectiveness in negotiating just dropped off significantly.
Really?
Yeah. One finding suggested that people offered, say, an 84-month term actually spent about half the time negotiating the vehicle's price compared to those offered a shorter, like, 48-month term.
Wow. 50% less time?
Roughly, yes. The implication is they feel like they've already won the main battle getting that affordable payment, so they just ease up on the actual price of the car.
That's a huge finding. So that psychological win on the payment makes them lower their guard on the biggest part of the deal.
It seems so. And the second behavioral aspect, which is often even more profitable for the dealership, is the uptake of all those extras.
Ah, the back-end products.
Exactly. Extended yeah. warranties, service contracts, paint protection, GAP insurance, all that stuff. That's often where the highest profit margins are.
Right.
And because the consumer is so mentally locked onto that monthly payment anchor, adding something that costs, say, $2,000 seems almost trivial when you spread it over 7 years.
It's only an extra $25 a month.
That's precisely the thinking. It's a kind of mental accounting trick they play on themselves. They justify the add-on based on the tiny monthly increase, not the real cost.
And did the study quantify this?
It did. It found that consumers on those 84-month terms spent, on average, something like 12% more on these dealer-added accessories and warranties compared to folks with shorter terms.
12% more. Okay, that is the kind of concrete insight we look for.
Right.
It shows the loan structure isn't just helping people afford the car, it's actively encouraging them to load up on expensive extras.
It's lubricating the sales process for those high-margin items. It really connects the dots, doesn't it?
It does.
The core finding is really that the length of the loan directly shapes how the consumer behaves during the sale.
Longer term equals. Less price negotiation, more add-ons.
In essence, yes. The longer the term, the more comfortable people seem to get with the overall amount of debt they're taking on. Even if it means paying way more in the long run, they're basically buying the feeling of affordability.
And that feeling has a steep price tag and extra interest and maybe unnecessary extras.
Thousands, potentially. Oh. So ultimately, when the study title talks about analyzing the impact, it's about putting numbers on those specific profitable behavioral changes we've discussed.
Okay. It's measuring the effect of term length on those actions right there in the point of sale.
Exactly.
But hang on, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Isn't it maybe a bit simplistic or even patronizing to just say consumers are being manipulated?
That's a fair question.
I mean, maybe someone needs a reliable car for their job. They can't afford the payment on a 48-month loan, but they can swing it over 84 months. Isn't that just a rational trade-off for them, access versus cost?
That's a really critical point. And the study doesn't necessarily say that the need isn't real or the choice isn't rational on some level. Access is important. However, what the research argues is that the way the longer term is used goes beyond simply providing access. It systematically introduces, let's call it an inefficiency, into the deal from the consumer's perspective.
An inefficiency.
Yes. While the longer term might grant access, the study demonstrates that this financial structure is actively leveraged by the seller to extract more money that isn't going towards the car's value, but into extra interest payments and those potentially unnecessary add-ons.
So it's enabling access, but also enabling higher profits through behavioral nudges.
That's a good way to put it. And if you look at the bigger picture, what's really fascinating is how this research connects a huge financial trend.
Mm.
You know, these super long car loans becoming normal.
Yeah, 72, 84 months, even longer sometimes.
Right. It connects that macro trend directly to the micro level psychology happening in that face-to-face sales interaction
yeah.
and the financial outcome of that interaction.
It confirms the suspicions, maybe.
It suggests these long terms aren't just a neutral market response to affordability issues. They're also strategic tools calibrated to boost dealership profits by subtly influencing buyer behavior.
Okay. So bringing it back to the listener, what's the key takeaway for you navigating this world?
Well, understanding this research is like getting the antidote to that pressure cooker environment.
How so?
It equips you with the awareness that the system is often set up to shift your focus, to pull your attention away from the total cost of your long-term financial health and lock it onto the monthly payment, that short-term psychological comfort zone.
Knowledge is power, basically.
It really is. If you walk into a dealership knowing that the financing structure itself is designed to play on your present bias, you're already in a stronger position to resist it.
So you can flip the script.
Exactly. It highlights why you absolutely must reverse the usual focus. You need to analyze the loan term, the interest rate, the total cost first, before you even let that low monthly payment number get anchored in your head.
And certainly before you start considering the paint sealant and the extended warranty.
Definitely before that. Nail down the core deal first, based on total cost.
So to recap our deep dive, we've looked at how the structure of financing, specifically longer loan terms, interacts with the high-pressure dealership setting, and how this fundamentally changes consumer decision-making. It shifts the focus from the big-picture total cost to the immediate comfort of the monthly payment.
Which leads, measurably, to things like less negotiation and spending more on extras.
Right.
And that brings us to a final thought. Maybe something provocative for you to mull over.
Okay.
If extending the time horizon has such a profound effect on how we behave during a major purchase like a car, it's highly unlikely this tactic is only used in car dealerships.
Good point. Where else do we see it?
Well, think about it. The explosion of subscription models for everything.
Hmm.
Buy now, pay later services are everywhere online. Even financing for things like furniture or appliances.
They all break down the cost.
Exactly. They all leverage the same basic psychology. Chop up a large cost into seemingly small, manageable monthly or weekly bits, often spread over quite a long time.
Making expensive things feel cheap.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So the question to ask yourself is, if stretching time changes behavior so much in a car deal, where else in your financial life might you be making decisions based on that short-term monthly comfort?
Instead of really scrutinizing the true long-term cost.
Yeah. Are you optimizing for manageability now at the expense of paying significantly more overall? It's worth exploring how financing terms, visible or hidden, are shaping all your significant transactions, big and small.
A lot to think about there. That's it for this deep dive.